and restore a global human fellowship. And we who see it must boost its size and hold it high. And now we have the tools to do this globally. Power's search for perfection has for too long caught, captured, our search for what we've lost. And they've been so certain, and we so trapped in necessity, that we've let them lead. But their sleight of hand with labels slapping order on our longing for peace and goodwill and solidarity for and with each other confused our sense for millennia. But thanks to Nicola, we now see and so can consider alchemy, the alchemy of sudden light in what was dark, and how that changes everything. But inertia is a reality. And we've been marching with the boot of power for so long, and we dance with him, we think what brung us, till we find the legs beneath us are our own, and know, all of a sudden, that false order of which we've been told is not our home, that our authentic home is good fellowship. And so can form a plan to reach that goal. So the way out of this seeming dilemma is having a goal and asking for the help of our brothers and sisters who are waiting to be shown a viable alternative, who are so ready, trust, to be done with power. This is why I know that if there's any small, maybe even just one folk who has access to the airwaves, who can simply say the obvious. We don't need a system of coerced work anymore. Look at this automation. It's only a problem because we're maintaining a system which props up the tiny, 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 tiny minority of people who want to pretend they're kings, princes. Come on. The moment that conversation happens, the energy that gets released will be awesome. Awesome.